News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
And good morning, Northern California, KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Bob Belongi here in the studio. We've had a last-minute programming change. We had Eric Woodstrom scheduled to come in, and he has been unable to make it. Carl and Linda are on the road. So what we're going to be doing is replaying a best-of show. Last week, we took the KCNR Free Fire Radio show on the road, well, specifically on the water, as we broadcast live from a houseboat out on Shasta Lake, courtesy of Holiday Harbor. We're going to replay most of that show this morning. So you'll hear references to things that actually took place last week. We hope that you'll enjoy the show. We'll be dropping in with some local material. We have our Wells Fargo report coming up here in just a few moments. Right now, sit back, relax, and enjoy this encore presentation of Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on ACNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:05 on August the 9th, and we are out on Lake Shasta.
Where
good
are
morning,
we?
Honey. We're out on Lake Shasta in a houseboat from Holiday Harbor Marina.
And we have the gang here this morning. That's right.
Here.
We're in a beautiful boat. We docked about, 40 minutes ago, and we're here almost. Well, we came left out of Holiday Harbor. We're close to, I think, the Bridge Bay area. We just wanted to let you all know that, it's a great experience. The lake is looking great. It's currently 63 degrees, and it's going to be about 91 today. What a great time. And here's the beautiful thing. We love that because, you know, Holiday Harbor is owned locally. The boats are made locally, and we hear that there's really great reservations with the boats that are, you know, pretty booked up. So, you know, we're all about supporting local businesses, and here we are. I can't believe this is my first time on a houseboat.
Well, here we are, and we're out here in the lake, but let's start with our Wells Fargo advisory.
And we're going to drop in locally right now. You were listening to an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio live from Lake, that was recorded on Lake Shasta. But right now, we're going to break away live and go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, with the Market Minute. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 14 points this morning at 15,128. The S&P 500 is negative fractionally at 1,660. And the NASDAQ is positive 7 at 36.13. Active stocks today include JDS Uniphase up 41 cents at $13.86 and Bank of America up 6 cents at $14.38. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 4 cents at $21.54 and Pepsi is down 69 cents at $80.22. In the bond market, we're finding lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 30-year yield up to 3.82%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 41 cents at $107.60. Gold is up $4.80 at $1,365.70. And silver is up 20 cents at $23.19. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
And thank you very much, Kathy. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 weekdays here on KCNR, brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. Call them at 243-7561. We'll rejoin our encore replay of Free Fire Radio from a Holiday Harbor houseboat on Shasta Lake.
We are broadcasting from the lake in a houseboat. And I, you know what? I've never been on a houseboat before, and it is absolutely fabulous.
It's really fun. And we're going to be out here, you know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Come by and see us, too. We'll take you for a ride. Carl, before we take our break, we've got all kinds of headlines. We also have our pet of the week. We always want to remember that we love what Haven Humane's doing. Spencer's going to be coming back with a special border collie by the name of Bruno Mars. Love that. So let's take a break. We'll be right back here. KCNR 1460.
And you're listening to an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio recorded last week on Shasta Lake. We'll be replaying more of that episode for you right after this.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Thailand Saturday, September 7th at the Holiday Inn. Taste of Thailand is a unique evening featuring a culinary marketplace of Thailand, beverages, silent and live auctions, and cruise giveaway. Come enjoy this fabulous event. Taste of Thailand. Reserve your seat or table now. Call 246-0146, 246-0146, or go to ShastaLibraryFoundation.org for more information. Tickets on sale at Enjoy the Store, Red Fox Boutique, and the Friends Bookstore. Taste of Thailand, September 7th.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
7:13, and this is an encore presentation of a previously broadcast Free Fire Radio.
We're out here on the houseboat from our friends down here at Holiday Harbor, and I tell you, you know what? The first time we've been on the houseboat, and I have to say that I am really impressed here. It rides so well, and it, you know, it's like you're sitting in the, I've lived in worse places than this houseboat. Trust me, I've lived in better, in worse places than this houseboat.
We've lived in Shasta County, going on 7 years now. And, this is the first time really to, we took a test drive actually, but this is the first time that, you know, we're really going to spend, elongated hours.
Yeah, we're going to be out
is
here
that a good word?
Today.
Yeah, elongated.
Well, yeah. You know, you can give Holiday Harbor a call at 530-238-2383 or check out their website at lakeshasta.com. But, you know, this is a great place. Now, Friday is one of our favorite days of the week for a lot of reasons, but one of the main reasons is Spencer is here on the boat with us with his dog. Is that right, Spencer?
Good morning.
Okay, maybe you're not here on the boat with us with the dog, but you would be, right?
I'm wishing I was.
But because your dog, from what I understand, has got a great name, would be fine on this boat.
Yes, he would. I brought Bruno Mars with me this morning.
In concert.
Tell us about Bruno.
Bruno is, we have him as a border collie mix. He's about a year old. He's definitely a mix. He's almost like a miniature border collie. He looks just like a purebred border collie, except for about he's half the size.
Wow.
He's a really cool dog, real calm and mellow. He's been great all morning, happy to meet everybody. He's a little bit on the shy side, so he takes a little bit of time for him to get warmed up to people, but great dog. He is participating in our Camp Love a Pet program, which means for the next 2 weeks he's going to be trained. Which means he is still up for adoption. However, he couldn't go home until the 17th. That's when camp graduates, and he'll be all done with all of his training and know all of his basic commands by then.
And where do we get Bruno Mars?
You'd come down to the shelter at 7449 East Side Road. Oh, you asked where we got him from.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's okay. I mean, either one, because we're going to get to that part too. Yeah. But usually you have a little story about where you find your pups.
Yeah. You know, this dog, he came in. One of our officers actually found him out running around the streets about 3 weeks ago. And unfortunately, his people never came looking for him, which is amazing because it's a great dog. Super calm and mellow. You can tell someone spent a lot of time on training him. I mean, he knows how to walk great on a leash, knows his basic commands. He's definitely had someone that cared for him in the past. It's just sad to see that no one came looking for him.
Wow, that's a shame. It seems funny that people wouldn't come out and try and find their puppy.
Wasn't chipped when you got him. Otherwise, you'd be able. That's the whole key that we're trying to teach people is to chip your dogs, because this is a perfect example of somebody lost their dog. He'll find a good home, I'm sure.
Yeah, if he would have been chipped when he came in, we could have picked up the phone and called the owner right away. But the good thing is when he goes into his new home, he is now chipped. So he won't have that problem again.
Okay, now how can people come down and see Bruno Mars? they don't have to buy a ticket, do they?
No, they don't. He's not that famous yet. They could come down to the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or they could give us a call at 241-1653.
Okay, great. You know, Spencer, we're so glad to be able to help Haven Humane with this, because what you all are doing and taking care of the animals and all the work you all do is just extraordinary. And anything we can do to help, and we're doing pretty good, all of us, with getting.
And we'll insert at this point. This is Bob back in the studio live. You are listening to an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio. Bruno Mars is still available at Haven Humane.
You remember Target?
I do. Target is the one that played a little bit rough with you.
yes, she did. She was actually returned, so she is back up for adoption. She's the bull terrier. She was adopted as soon as I got back to the shelter, and the people said that she was just a little bit too energetic for them.
Well, you know, you could tell that. We tried to, you know, and because she was energetic. She's strong, and she liked to play, and she's 50 pounds.
Yes.
But you know what? Target's gonna find a home. That dog is so cute, and somebody had a little bit of room in her backyard so she can run around. It'd be a great form.
Yeah, and the good thing about her too is when she did come back, she was also chosen for our Camp Love a Pet. So she's getting that much needed training that she needed to help her calm down a little bit.
Help her calm down. Absolutely. That'll be great.
Spencer, let's keep our 100% going here. And everybody go down and take a look at Bruno Mars. And like I said, you know, frankly, can Bruno sing?
A little bit.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
And is there a way that we can see, for those who are listening right now and that are looking, can they go to find a picture?
They could go to havenhumane.org, and we should have a picture on there as of right now. As soon as I get back to the shelter, I'm going to email you guys the picture, and they can go onto your website
too
and view it.
That's absolutely true. We put it on our website, and so you can take a look at the dogs. But this Bruno Mars sounds super. Okay, Spencer, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, it's 7:18 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break, because we've got a lot of things going on here for over the next 2 hours. We're going to be talking a lot. Things are happening in Washington. We're talking, you know, I want to give a bit of a rant about what's happening with Obamacare and our elected representatives. I want to talk about that. Plus, we've got a number of other things.
We also are going to be discussing the growing number of restaurants that are banning kids during evening dinner hours. How do you feel about that? And we are going to have our fire weather specialist Brenda Belongi talking about what's happening with the North State and with fires. Currently 63 degrees, 91 will be our highs today with a chance of rain, 30% chance of rain. So we're seeing scattered clouds where we are here in the beautiful, on Lake Shasta here with our Holiday Harbor boat. And weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We're going to take a break right now. KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
And you are listening to KCNR 1460. It is 720 and 67 degrees, actually. You've been listening to an encore presentation of a previously broadcast episode last Friday the 9th from Shasta Lake on a Holiday Harbor houseboat. We will continue with that broadcast right after this.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
From Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, delivered on August 28, 1963. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a desert state, sweltering with the heat of injustice and oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice.
I have a dream that my four children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
I'm Ethan Johnson from Grant School.
I'm Isla Chin from Reading School of the Arts.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Reading Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower-income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income-qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low-income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Reading Electric Utility, REU, we're here for you.
Time is 7:23 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. You are going to be listening to a previously broadcast episode of Free Fire Radio with Carl Lindebot live from Shasta Lake aboard a Holiday Harbor houseboat.
You're in a houseboat, yeah. We're out here on a houseboat. We're having a mini staycation here on, with Holiday Harbor, Resort Marina. Give them a call at 238-2383 or visit their website at lakeshasta.com. And you know what? We're having a great time here. Hey, this portion of the show though is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say? Espresso Joe's outstanding coffee. The baristas are so nice and they treat everybody so well. Of course, go next door for the lowest tobacco prices in town and the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, when we left, Linda, you were talking about kids being banned from restaurants. What's the story behind this?
Well, evidently in one of the, something in the came out today that I really caught my eye was there are a growing number of restaurants that are banning kids during evening dinner hours after 7 p.m. Seems to be a growing trend. And, you know, I have to say you know, and I don't know, how do you feel about that, Carl?
Well, you know, I've had two schools of thought on this. I mean, I've gone to really nice restaurants, and you've ordered a meal, and there's a certain ambiance that you would like to have. You've had a tough day.
And you're listening to a live broadcast from, or excuse me, a previously recorded broadcast, Free Fire Radio. There are few interruptions.
And if the kids, you know, if the kids are behaved, it's one thing. But if, you know, they're under.
And once again, because this broadcast was done via a radio link, a cell phone link, there will be occasional
on Skype
dropout.
Here, connection interrupted, momentarily.
I have
and,
you know what?
Back.
That they are now infringing on my right to have a nice, quiet dinner.
And I think that's true. And I just have to say, you know, you and I traveled a lot of places in our lives, and I don't know if it's, you know, am I being, you know, it's been a while since I've been to Europe, but I think kids in Europe, especially like, you know, France and Italy and countries like that, that you're in a, the kids start going to dinner and you have a different kind of manner or different dinner manners at a very young age. I don't remember having the McDonald mentality or the Chuck E. Cheese mentality ever in Europe. And it was always surprising. They were dressed. They had table manners. And I'm kind of feel like some parents look at restaurants today as if it's a babysitter. They look the other way, have a conversation with their friends while their kids are under the table, crackers everywhere, food everywhere, and it's actually disgusting.
Well,
makes me feel,
you know,
like it's trashy.
But the part that you said, which is important, is training. Like our media man and our head of our sales, Santos and Jennifer. Their three sons are, I think, you know, they're all under the age of, what, 10, Santos, or 8? All under the age of 8. And yet, when we go out, they're very well behaved, you know, so a lot of this is training. And that's what people on the other side are saying. They say, hey, wait a minute, if the kids are well behaved, why can't they go into a nice restaurant? And that's the other side of the question. If they're well behaved, why shouldn't, Santos and Jennifer be able to go into a nice restaurant and have a great meal, and their kids are, you know, scrubbed and dressed, you know, the way they are all the time, and they then are, you know, they're now being ostracized from a restaurant.
Well, they can, evidently, but it would have to be before the 7 p.m. hour, so they could go to dinner at 6 o'clock and with children under 8, and I think what we're going to see is more, it's going to be trending towards that. And I hope that the next thing on the agenda is that once you, it's like a movie theater, once you get into the restaurant, your cell phones go on buzz and or whatever you want to call it. What is it called? Vibration. And then when you get a call, you leave the restaurant. I mean, you're practicing that now, where if you get a call, you go outside. Because, but, you know, sometimes
a reason
you have to take a phone call.
And there's a reason for that, because we've been places where people, we now are part of their conversation because they are talking loud, they're intruding on your side again. So that whole thing is, something that has to be, it's a case by case basis, unfortunately. And what it's going to do sometimes, I think, is it's going to,
and you're listening to a previously broadcast Free Fire Radio.
About what's happening with the fires around here in the north.
Momentary interruption in our audio. We were live.
All right,
on the
we've hit another dead spot there on the lake,
show.
Apparently. We'll get Carl and Linda restored momentarily here on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR. Again, Carl and Linda broadcasting live from a houseboat on Shasta Lake. 7:28 right now. Apparently we have hit more than just an intermittent dead spot, but we'll have our business report from Fox coming up in just a moment here on AM 1460. And we've
got you, Bob.
Okay, you're back.
Okay, we turned the boat, I think we lost the signal for a second, but we're back. What was the last thing you heard? And how much time do we have left down there in the studio?
And we're going to cut away at that point, bring up Fox Business Report. You're listening to a previously broadcast Free Fire Radio that took place on Shasta Lake last week. Now time for Fox Business Report.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are fairly flat after the Dow took its biggest plunge in nearly 2 months yesterday. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was up about 9 points. Meanwhile, a new report shows housing starts rose in July, partly reversing a sharp drop from the previous month. Starts rose 5.9% from June to an annual rate of 896,000, falling just short of the estimate for 900,000. Building permits, a sign of future activity, also rose 2.7% from the prior month to a rate of 943,000, but that also just missed the estimate. Meanwhile, second quarter non-farm productivity came in at an annualized rate of 0.9%, beating the estimate for 0.6%. First quarter productivity, however, was revised down to a negative 1.7 from a positive 0.5. Labor costs came in up 1.4%, topping the expected 1.2%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
What if someone invented a way to find the perfect brand new car that didn't involve driving from new car dealership to new car dealership? Well, AutoTrader.com did. By searching our immense inventory of actual new cars for sale, you can see which dealers have the exact 2013 sedan you want. Plus, see who has the best price and compare offers in your area like cash back or low APR. So you can find which dealership has your perfect car and the best deal before ever leaving the house. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, the stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-345-4075. That's 1-800-345-4075. 1-800-345-4075.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
7:34 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and we've got a encore presentation of a previously broadcast Free Fire episode from August the 9th out on Shasta Lake.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl Lindabad. If we sound just a little bit like we're a little bit, you know, further away, which we probably don't, but we're out here on Lake Shasta in a houseboat from our friends, provided by our friends from Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. I don't know anybody else that's had a live radio show coming from the middle of Lake Shasta, but here we are, Linda.
And isn't it exciting? We have our gang around us. We've got our fire weather expert that we're going to get to in a minute, and Bob at the helm, and just Bob and Santos. Well, Bob is at the recording helm, and Santos is literally at the helm. He's our captain. This person's show is brought to you by Reading Windshield Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Go see Jeff. He can guarantee that those chips and cracks that other shops don't dare offer, up to 24 inches. Go see Jeff and tell him you heard this on Free Fire Radio. He's located at 3208 Market Street in Reading. Give him a call, 241-8373. Now, should we talk about getting back with our fire weather expert, Brenda Belongi? Before we took our break, you were talking about hazards.
Yes, good morning, Carl and Linda. I'm not sure where we dropped off, so I'll start over again here in Klamath National Forest. Western Siskiyou County is where most of our action regionally is. The Salmon River Complex, which has two larger fires, and it is now up to a total of about 9,000 acres and only 16% contained. So a lot of areas between Forks of the Salmon and Sawyer's Bar, if you're familiar with that part of the country, are
Shouldn't
affected.
We be seeing smoke here, Brenda?
We did this morning. We do have quite a bit of smoke this morning. Just to the west of the Salmon River Complex, which is, it's still in Siskiyou County, but it's on the Six Rivers National Forest, is the Butler Fire at about 6,300 acres and only about 8% contained. And if you've ever been in that part of the world, it's very steep, very rugged terrain, and firefighters, when they hear, oh, there's a fire on the Salmon River, they go, oh, you know, there's a collective groan, because it's a knee and ankle killer type country. Very difficult to fight fire in that area, so, you know, it's ongoing. If you look out the window this morning, there's a lot of beautiful clouds this morning, at least from my eye. And we're anticipating more thunderstorms today. There is actually a red flag warning up for much of the north state, the very northern part of the state, for more lightning today.
Is there a percentage of, and I'm just asking this off the cuff, not to put you on the spot, like, for instance, when thunderstorms happen, is there a percentage that happens when the thunderstorms happen, excuse me, let me try to get clear here, of how many fires begin through thunderstorm activity?
And that's a really great question. What we call that an ignition efficiency, in other words, what percentage of the lightning strikes actually cause fires, and that is so environmentally dependent on what the fuel's conditions are and the weather that follows the thunderstorms and that sort of thing. But let's put this in perspective. Probably a lot of your listeners remember 2008 solstice.
Oh, we remember.
The lightning bust that we had go through here, that was about between 23 and 25% ignition efficiency, meaning that percentage of lightning strikes started fires, and that is extremely high. So that's about as bad as it gets. On the low end, a lot of it depends on how much rain comes with the thunderstorms. Today, they should have a lot more rain with them than we've seen in the past few days. And today's probably one of our most active days. It'll start to taper off after today.
Great. Okay, Brenda Belongi, thank you so much for that update on this, because the fires around here, it's going to be a continuous fire season unless we get a lot more rain. Is that right?
Just getting into the core of it. Traditionally, you know, climatologically, August and early September are our busiest seasons.
Now, okay. That fire that happened in 2008, wasn't that in August?
No, that was around June, right?
We were coming back from, I remember because we were coming back from, our nephew's wedding, and we came back and all we could see was smoke because we flew into Sacramento because we didn't have, we flew into Sacramento and we drove back and it was smoke everywhere. And then we started hearing about it. 8,000 fires or something like this in California were going.
It was on the summer solstice. Yep. Quite memorable. And we don't have anything like that today.
Well, great. Hey, thanks a lot, Brenda. Brenda Belongi is giving us our fire update, our expert from there. Hey, I want to remind everybody that the Wall of Remembrance, this great memorial, it's a traveling wall, is here in town. They're going to have the opening ceremonies today. at 9 o'clock.
And a quick reminder that you are listening to a previously broadcast episode of Free Fire Radio.
Remembrance. We say Gulf War because it starts with, it has the people from Beirut on who've lost their lives. Their names are on the wall, and then you go around to the other side of the wall, and they have photos and stories and different types of memorials there. But opening ceremonies is at 9 o'clock today out of Big League Dreams. But I really want to impress that at 8:30 tonight, there's going to be a candlelight vigil for Specialist Burley from Red Bluff, grew up in Red Bluff, that it was killed in action in Afghanistan. Now, he's going to be coming home on Monday, but he's going to be coming to Sacramento. They're going to have his services in, I believe, Auburn. Down in that area and not here.
We'll be there this evening.
We're going to be there this evening. And I encourage people to come out. It's free to get in, to bring your kids. It's going to be a great service at, tonight at 8:30, but it's open today at 9 o'clock. That's when they open the ceremonies. It's going to be here from, today, tomorrow, and Sunday. So I urge everybody, go out to Big League Dreams and take a look at this. And this is being put on by our AmVets, post number 4, of course, is sponsored by, Senator Maurice Johannesson, Mojo AmVets post 4. Hey, we gotta take a quick break. We're gonna come back. I wanna talk about what makes Congress different than the rest of us. Oh, Obamacare. We'll talk about that when we get back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460, on the lake.
At 7:41, you're listening to an encore presentation from August the 9th of Free Fire Radio. That show will continue right after this. It is 68 degrees in Reading on KCNR 1460.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Rayleigh parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday,
have fun with us.
We talk about timely things.
More informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly. Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. We are your experienced firearm safety and personal protection instruction company. Whether it's basic or advanced CCW, basic firearm safety training, or in-home private consultation, NorCal Firearms Instruction is your answer to NRA-certified, nationally credentialed training with measurable results. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 or visit us online at norcalfi.com for a complete schedule of our summer classes. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
KCNR time is 7:44. We return now to an encore broadcast of a previously recorded episode of Free Fire Radio from August the 9th. Carl and Linda Bott are on a houseboat from Holiday Harbor.
Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. We are not in the studios, Carl and Linda Bott. We are not in the studio. We are out on Lake Shasta right now on a beautiful houseboat provided by Holiday Harbor Resort Marina, and it's great out here.
Hey, Bob, are we coming through?
You are coming through.
Excellent. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. You know, if you're looking for any type of Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, or Ford, Redding Crown Motors is a place to go. There's your neighbors giving you great deals on great vehicles there, whether new or previously owned, and their service department is just outstanding. I can't say enough about that. I had to take my Ford down there, my Ford truck down there all the time. Or not all the time, but when it needs it, that's where I go. 223-2177 or go see them at 555 Cypress Avenue, Redding Crown Motors. Okay, I've been talking about this for a few minutes and I want to get into this. You know, the other day, Doug LaMalfa, Congressman LaMalfa was on our show and I talked about, well, you know, the Senate and Congress have to, you know, they have to take Obamacare too. And this was early in the morning on Friday and Doug said, well, absolutely, they do. And if you're going to be in it, our guys are going to be in it too, just like you are. Well, unbeknownst to Congressman LaMalfa, at that time, Pelosi and a few others, and some Republicans, obviously, were working out a deal with the Obama administration, you know, and so this is what a Senator Dan, David Vitter from Louisiana was saying. A specific provision of Obamacare says that all members of Congress and their staffs have to procure their health care coverage on the Obamacare exchange, just like millions of other Americans. So what's happened to that? When they heard that, what happened? Well, the complaints came screaming through saying that, oh, we're going to lose our staffers. It's a brain drain. It's all of this. It's going to be increased expenses. They're going to quit. Well, you know, frankly, if they're going to quit their job, it pays them $100,000 a year because they have to pay some more in their health care. So what? $100,000 a year. Anyway, the new administration rule fixes how much money ensures that they were going to have to do that. Well, under this new deal, the administration rule ensures that a huge special taxpayer-funded subsidy will follow the ruling class of in Washington D.C. working in the Congress and the Senate to the Obamacare exchange. And they will pay for it. We are going to pay for it with our taxes. The fact is now they've made a clear statement that, hey, you may be in Obamacare, but we're going to give $5,000 to an individual or $10,000 to a family under the new rules. And it's for Congress only, my friends. Congress only. You know, that's the kind of thing that, and the worst part about it is the representatives and the senators can pick who should be in that and who's exempt from, the Obamacare exchange. Now, when you think about this, that's the basic stuff on it. When you think about this, you think about how bad this is. How they've just said is that you people are going to have to be on the Obamacare exchange. If you make this much money, you're not going to be helped out. But they are exempting themselves. If this doesn't torque your jaws, then nothing should. We are having Obamacare forced down our throats. And yet they, in Washington, D.C., are going to get these subsidies and special treatment where we aren't. And if you can't see something wrong with it, I'm talking about, you know what, and I'm talking about all my friends here, that whether you are a Democrat, a Republican, a liberal, or a conservative, this ought to make you mad enough to call your representative and say, I don't want you to take that money. I want your people to have the same type of Obamacare exchange insurance that I've got, that I'm being forced into giving to my employees. You need to go back and tell your people this. This is wrong. You know, to do this, to exempt them and to give them special payments, this is absolutely wrong. And I don't see why our representatives and our senators aren't standing up and saying something about this. All right, we're going to take a quick break here and we come back. We've got a lot of things on.
When we come back, I want to tell you about a couple of men who wore loincloths made of bark. And how many years did they live in a treehouse by themselves in the wild? It's true. We'll tell you about it when we get back here on KCNR 1460.
And at 7:49, you are listening to an encore broadcast of a previously recorded show of Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda, with their houseboat adventure, will be back right after these messages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhart, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Reading Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower-income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income-qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low-income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Reading Electric Utility. REU. We're here for you.
7:53, 7 minutes before 8 o'clock here on KCNR, and we now rejoin Carl and Linda on a previously recorded broadcast from Shasta Lake.
On KCNR1460.com.
Good morning! Welcome to... Wow, welcome to Lake Shasta. It's Carl and Linda Bott here at KCNR1460. And are you with us, Bob?
You're back, Linda.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, right here on Lake Shasta here with on a houseboat, provided, of course, by Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. The phone number there is 238-2383. I can't say enough about it. It's beautiful out here today. Absolutely beautiful. And if you haven't done something out here, give them a call. Again, 238-2383. They've got a deal for houseboats, ski boats, and jet skis. Just give them a call. This portion of the show.
I don't have a jet ski either.
Well, we might have to do that today too. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, repairs, maintenance, keep your house cool or warm via Alliance Heating and Air. They are going to be very professional. They do outstanding work. We can tell you that we've worked and had, Alliance Heating and Air out at our house to do, maintenance on our air conditioning systems, and they are just absolutely great. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Okay, well, you know, we like to, course cover, political things that are happening throughout the world. But this is something that was brought to our attention this morning that we thought was interesting. The article goes like this. After a bomb killed Ho Van Thanh's wife and two of his sons during the Vietnam War, Ho took his one-year-old son into the jungle and never came back. That was 40 years ago. On Wednesday, officials carried the too-weak-to-move 82-year-old away from the treehouse he and his son had been living in. Ho and his son, Ho Van Lang, now 42, have spent the intervening years hunting and subsidizing both wild plants and cassava roots and corn and sugarcane grown on their own nearly 2.5-acre field. The men wore loincloths made of bark. Though the elder Ho still had his military uniform pants folded neatly in the treehouse, which sat about 16 feet off the ground, alongside a small red jacket his son once wore. His son knew a few words, and his father has fallen out of the habit of speech. Through time, though, live reports were found that villagers who were searching for firewood and alerted authorities, their existence apparently wasn't entirely unknown. Ho's youngest son, who was newborn when they disappeared, found the two more than two decades ago, but couldn't persuade them to accept him or rejoin society despite his annual gifts of salt and oil. Amazingly, they're not the only family to have lived in isolation for 40 years.
I can't imagine living in isolation in today's society when you have, I guess you could come out here on the lake in the houseboat and you wouldn't have to deal with people. I can understand that. And so being isolated for 40 years and living in a tree, I'm not sure about the loincloths made of bark. I'm just not sure of that.
I don't know. It had to be soaked regularly. I guess they have soft bark or how do you?
Yeah, I don't even want to get into that about that. just the thought of it is, anyway, how much money do you make on your job, my friends? How much money do you make on your job? And how much do they pay you? Okay. If you're doing a special work, do they give you time and a half? Well, how would you like to have this problem? And I usually don't talk about this, except for this group I will, because, it's near and dear to my heart. Have you seen the movie Expendables? Expendables 1 and 2. Okay, Sylvester Stallone put this together, and he put together all these over 50 years of age action figures. Maybe Jason Strahan's not that old, but... And, Sylvester Stallone, Dolph Lundgren, Jet Li, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, Chuck Norris. I mean, they're all in this. Well, they're getting ready because, and this thing is just, people just are flocking to this movie. It's making, it makes lots of money. So on this next one, he's going to Expendables 3.
Oh yeah.
And there's all types of rumors, but there's trouble in Happy Valley here. Bruce Willis, who is a buddy of Stallone's, in fact, he, Schwarzenegger, and Willis put together the Hard Rock Cafe chain. Well, it seems like Willis says, "Yeah, I'll do this," but it means I have to work 4 days in Bulgaria. Stallone goes, "Yeah, it's 4 days in Bulgaria, four continuous days in Bulgaria, and I'm going to pay you, and I'm going to pay you $3 million." And Willis goes, "That's not enough. I want $1 million a day to do this movie." Now, Bruce Willis, who comes across as being the everyman on TV, on screen, right? He's kind of that guy, balding guy, and he gets in in these things. He won't do this movie unless he's paid $4 million, $1 million a day. Stallone then at that point tweeted out, said, "Well, that's not going to happen." He says, "You're going to get $3 million or you're out." So he's out. So he said that he was lazy and money hungry. Well, so to replace him though, Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford's coming in and they're talking about, and that maybe that is the chance of something like, Mel Gibson to direct it. That's there too. So this type of thing is, but the bottom line on this is, I should have written to Stallone and said, "Hey, look, I'll do that 4 days for $2 million. Anyway, hey, look, when we get back, we're going to have, we got a guest, I think it's on his way here on a boat, to reach us. And if not, we've got a lot of things to talk about for the rest of this morning. Again, we're out on the lake at Mount Shasta in a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. Give them a call, 238-2383, or check out their website at lakeshasta.com. We'll be right back after the news.
And, of course, you are listening to an encore presentation recorded on August the 9th from a Holiday Harbor houseboat on Lake Shasta here on KCNR 1460. We'll take a quick look at the weather as we get ready to switch over to Fox News at 8 o'clock. Sunny today, a high near 95. It is warming up. We'll see the century mark as we get into the weekend and highs in the 105-degree range. It is currently in Redding 70 degrees. The weather report always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards on Inwood Drive on the way to Shingletown. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Blood shed again in Egypt. Protesters in the streets in what Muslims call a day of rage over Wednesday's deadly crackdown. And more have died today battling security forces, at least 17 in several cities. Freelance reporter Lindsay Perietti is in Cairo.
They're marching everywhere. There's small groups converging on side streets, and then there's also bigger groups on the main streets, and they're trying to figure out a way through all these blockades. There's a lot of streets that are blocked, so they're not really clear on what paths to take, and they're just trying different routes right now. But on the march just in front of me, I'd say at least 1,000 people.
Some Americans have been under government surveillance that was unauthorized. The Washington Post, citing more Edward Snowden leaks, reports the NSA broke privacy rules thousands of times.
The White House appears to have been blindsided by this story. Officials are referring reporters to the National Security Agency and to Senate Intelligence Committee Chair Dianne Feinstein, who says in a written statement, quote, "We can and should do more to independently verify that NSA's operations are appropriate and its reports of compliance incidents are accurate."
Fox's Wendell Goler. Summer's over for kids in Moore, Oklahoma, back in school for the first time since a tornado tore their town apart. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
The tornado that ripped through the Moore area in May was a powerful EF5. Most of the schools were damaged, two destroyed. Teacher Karen Marinelli is in a wheelchair now after shielding her first graders at the Plaza Towers Elementary School. It's where seven children died. Marinelli says while it's hard to return to the classroom after what happened,
I think it's important to carry on with life and to move forward.
The Plaza Tower students are sharing space with high schoolers until their new school is finished. Briarwood Elementary students for now are using a church. Dave?
Jennifer, on Wall Street, the day after that big sell-off, the Dow is up 16 points. This is Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-373-0947. 1-800-373-0947. That's 1-800-373-0947. 1-800-373-0947.
It's always been out there, but never acknowledged till now. Area 51 is real. Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor has the declassified X-Files live in Washington.
Area 51 is the remote desert base north of Las Vegas where legend says the government hides spacecraft and creatures from other planets. Officially, the government says nothing about Area 51. Until now, archivists from George Washington University working on a history of the U-2 spy plane asked the CIA for information. They expected to get nothing about Area 51, but this time they got official confirmation that the U-2 was tested at Area 51. Up to 1974. Still no word about anything at the base since then. Dave?
Steve, investigators are still trying to figure out why a UPS cargo plane crashed in Birmingham 2 days ago. The pilots died, And the packages on board were ruined.
Freeset USA, which sells t-shirts and handbags made by women rescued from human trafficking in India, lost its entire fall inventory, some 13,000 handbags that were aboard Flight 1354. The shipment was insured, but Freeset USA President Christy Grimes says the loss of life saddened her employees.
Our women are really devastated for the families of the pilots, and they've been told, and I really just want to do whatever they can to undergird them and support them.
The company says it will donate 100% of its profits from the sale of memorial t-shirts. The t-shirts are available online at usa.freesetglobal.com. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News Radio.
South African prosecutors say that Oscar Pistorius, the Olympics track star, double amputee, will be indicted on a charge of premeditated murder on Monday. Pistorius said he shot his girlfriend by mistake on Valentine's Day, thinking she was an intruder. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And you are listening to a replay of a previously broadcast Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. And we'll be getting our Wells Fargo report live here in just a moment. Meantime, enjoy this previously recorded broadcast from August the 9th.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. If you didn't hear that, that was Eight Bells as we are out here on the Lake Shasta. Carl Lindebot, good morning. We're out here on Lake Shasta on a houseboat, of course, provided by our friends from Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. And it's beautiful out here. The houseboat is I've lived in worse places than on this houseboat. I tell you, it's absolutely fabulous. You know, as we do every morning, Monday through Friday, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors and Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
And here we are with Kathy Lathrop Cummings live from Wells Fargo Advisors. Kathy, are you there?
I am, Bob. Good morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 19 points at 15,131. The S&P 500 is positive 1 at 1663. And the NASDAQ is positive 13 at 3620. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America, which is up 12 cents at $14.44, and JDS Uniphase, which is up 43 cents at $13.88. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is up 4 cents at $18.38, and Pacific Gas and Electric is down 63 cents at $42.72. In the bond market, we find lowered prices this morning, which has increased the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.79%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 44 cents at $107.63. Gold is up $7.30 at $1,368.20, and silver is up 16 cents at $23.14. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Market Minute, Monday through Friday at 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9:05, right here on KCNR. You need help finding your way through Wall Street, and they are the ones to do it. Give them a call at 243-7561. That's 243-7561, or head on down and Park Marina Drive to their offices. Wells Fargo Advisors. You know, what's the weather today, honey?
All right. It looks like we're about 65 degrees right now. We're out on the lake right now. It's beautiful, as Carl said here, with our wonderful houseboat from Holiday Harbor. It looks like we're going to have a partly cloudy day. 90 degrees is the forecast as far as our highs, 57 tonight. Tomorrow looks like, well, we love this weather. Tomorrow is 88, partly cloudy again with temperatures lowering around 64. Sunday, we're up to 93 with a clear day, temperatures around 64. Mondays, 95, a high and low of 66. So we have some great forecast weather to be outside. Come down and visit us here at Holiday Harbor. We are going to be coming back to the marina around 10:30. Love to say hi. Come take a little tour of our boat. And we'll be going to be out again tomorrow and come out and see us. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. You know, love being on a houseboat, but I'll tell you one thing. I need to go home and I need to be in my mattress tonight. I need to be on my mattress tonight and get that great night's sleep that we've been getting lately since we've been in our Sleep Number mattress.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, as good as it is out here, you know, everybody needs a good night's sleep. And the way you do that is to find the right mattress for you. And that's the basic part of it. And our Sleep Number mattresses feature a dual air technology. And we have, that means either side can be at that number. Our sleep number. And mine is 35. It's a little more comfy for me, and yours is?
I've been at 45.
Yeah,
and it's 45, and I'm liking it.
That's right. And, you know, you're only gonna find Sleep Number beds at Sleep Number stores. And queen mattresses, which are, you know, good size. And again, they start at $6.99, but again, it's a dual air technology, so each side of the bed can do their own, have their own numbers there, so you can sleep better. And frankly, since we've had the Sleep Number bed, we have slept a lot better.
And we talk about it at dinner parties.
And other people have it. You know, Trish was on the show yesterday. She's had hers for 20 years. She's had hers for 20 years and never had a problem with it. Now, they come with a guarantee, a lifetime guarantee.
Made in America.
That's the other thing too. They're made in America. The professionalism of the company to come in and put it in from our shop right here in town, our Sleep Number shop right here in town, located in the Target Shopping Center. It's next to the Vitamin Shop, but it's more than that. They have special financing on their latest innovations with our Sleep Number store here. Plus, you get free home delivery on select beds.
Well, go check them out and make sure, tell them that Carl and Linda sent you, because we want them to know that you were listening and I'm telling you right now, your mattress is one of the biggest investments that you can make in you, in your health, in your well-being, and how you face the day each day is how you sleep the night before. So go check out, only you can get a Sleep Number at the Sleep Number store.
That's right. Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. And you know what? You know, being out here in the lake today, this is the first place. We'll do live shows and remotes from a lot of different places, and we have before. But this is the first time that we've ever been on a boat sitting out in the middle of Lake Shasta. And, you know, and it's a absolutely, of course, perfect platform for this. You know, and when they said, hey, what do you think about doing that? We didn't have to think twice about coming out here. We're having our mini staycation on the lake with Holiday, provided by Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Give them a call at 238-2383. Hey, we've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got a lot of things to talk about. Facebook, if you watch Fox News, because there's going to be a huge shakeup there. You know, one of the things we want to talk about too is, what's happening on August 20th with the city council. It's very important, my friends, that you understand that all the things that are happening on August 20th. And in the sense of, rate raises, homes for, REU, all of this that will have a, impact on all of us. And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460, Free Fire Radio from the middle of Lake Shasta.
And you are listening to an encore presentation of our August 9th presentation from Shasta Lake with Carla Linda on a Holiday Harbor houseboat that will continue right after this.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460,
AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
And at 8:15, we return now to our previously broadcast episode of Free Fire Radio from a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. Here's Carl and Linda.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 8:15 in the morning right here on KCNR 1460. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. You know, Orchard Nutrition, not only does it have an in-store deli, which is just outstanding food, they have Reading's largest selection of natural foods and supplements. They're North State Nutrition Experts. Located at 221 Locust Street, or give them a call, 244-9141. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. And, you know, we talk about, we believe in the Second Amendment. We're really big on that. And we've got a great story that came across our desk this morning about the gun advocates that are celebrating Appreciation Day for Starbucks.
Yeah, they're holding a Starbucks Appreciation Day because it celebrates the ability to carry weapons in the store. Starbucks policy is, and it's, you know what, and this is a, this is a common sense policy, of course, is that our stores are gathering places for the communities we serve. They said in a statement, and they respect the diversity of their customers, and we abide by laws that permit open carry. However, when the laws don't exist, open carry in Starbucks is prohibited. So, where there's states where you can have an open carry, Starbucks is saying, hey, we're just obeying the laws here. And it's not bad. It's not crazy. It's just that, it's just the law. So I find this really interesting that we do this. So supposedly, all over the nation on today is to celebrate the chain's open policy. Anyway, you don't see that too often. That's for sure. Because most people, you know, they start getting really hinky about this, about weapons and the ability to have them, to carry them, and all of this. We wanted to talk a little bit about August 20th City Council meeting. We had Rod Dinger, who heads up a lot of the city facilities. He's got the airport, and we talked about the travel bank where there's, you know, they're gathering $1 million in pledges to help bring in another airline right here to Reading, we need another airline. We need another carrier coming here that gives us direct flights to LA and not just San Francisco, because San Francisco is always, in my opinion, it's always it's a bet whether you're going to have the plane come in or the plane go there. So having one to LA would be great. So we talked about, but we also thought that he also does solid waste management, in charge of that, and how that they're asking for rates to increase 3%. Well, we talk about increasing 3% or maybe a little bit over 3%. But the bottom line on that is that it's going in front of the city council, I believe he said August 20th, but it's going to be a number of other races that are happening there. Plus they're talking about a new home for REU. And what's on the paper the other day, it said that they were discussing this not just maybe a leasing but buying of it. The question is how much is going to be spent on the new home, the location of it, and how much do we want to get, how much is this going to set us back? REU, of course, has its own rates. And frankly, we just got our electric bill today or yesterday. And it is the largest electric bill that we've ever had, ever, in 5 or 6 years. And
no,
you're
I'm
trying
not
to,
sure.
yeah. Well, you know what?
Was it 116 where we got socked in that we just thought we had company and we thought
we were running air conditioners for 24 hours a day when your parents are here, but still, I mean, my goodness, and we were running so many watts, but I'm looking at it thinking to myself, we have other friends that are getting bills that are this way. And again, REU is somewhat lower bills because we have friends in PG&E country that every month it's $1,000 or close to that for their electricity bills. But the bottom line is that on, August 20th is the time to find out what's happening in City Council and find out how much is this going to be costing us on rate increases?
Well, you're right. This year, we have been in this house going on 6 years. And this is the most expensive bill we've ever had this last month.
Yeah.
Last month was the most expensive.
Until this month.
This month is the most expensive.
I hope next month won't be the most expensive month.
So we're like...
We're trying to set new records here, it appears. But, at least in September it starts cooling down a little bit.
We had this argument. I'd be curious. Please. Love to hear. Okay, here's the argument. If you leave a light on it for an hour, you're in and out of a room. You're laughing because we talked about this last time.
This is
not
a...
If you go in and out of a room, does it suck more wattage if you turn the light bulb on and off or if you just leave it on for... I hear because Bob is going to tell us. If you just leave it on, like say you're going in and out of the kitchen and I got to go back in the kitchen, you turn it off, on, off, on, or do you leave it on for an hour?
Generally, it's a point demand thing. There's no surge or anything associated with light bulbs. So yes, it's drawing power when it's on and it's not drawing power when it's off. There's no surge or anything.
So you have to turn it off. As soon as you leave the room, turn it off.
Yes.
And when you turn it on, it's not going, it doesn't suck.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
The cost of it sucks.
Yeah.
But the electricity doesn't suck.
Oh,
all right, we got to
So he was like, turn the lights off in every room of the house.
I follow you around. Click, click, click.
Sounds like
click,
my grandfather who was the coal miner from Iowa, but okay.
Okay. All right. Anyway, this on August 20th is something to be, you might be one paying attention to. We're going to be talking a lot more about it, of course, in the next week or two. Probably have a couple people on from the city council, maybe even from the staff, to talk about these rate increases and what you can do. And I think we also need to do is have some people on talk about what you can do to save money, because obviously we have done something wrong here.
And we have a new system in one of the parts of that. We have two air conditioning units because this house was added on several times before we moved in. So you have two systems. And, when it's 116, I'm sorry, but, you want to be comfortable at nighttime. And one of the systems we do run at nighttime down into the lower 70s.
We do, but it's in a smaller area. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We've got a lot of things to talk about still, about what's happening in happening in our world, in our state, in the country. Maybe things that you haven't heard yet. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We are on Lake Shasta in a houseboat, and we are having a great time. It is absolutely beautiful out here.
And you're listening to a repeat broadcast of last Friday's Free Fire Radio. Coming up at 9 o'clock outside the wire, we have had to make a last minute programming change there, and we'll talk about that as we get into that show. We'll be talking about weather phenomenon. Right now though, we'll take a break and be back with more Free Fire Radio.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. The North State's only comprehensive vein center. MD Imaging.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best value in entertainment. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for life and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. And of course, Dish is home to the award-winning technology like the Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see where the real value is. Free HD for life, premium channels free for 3 months, scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home, plus extra savings when you bundle with DishNet high-speed internet service. The same channels simply cost less with Dish. Visit B&T Satellite, your local Dish authorized retailer, or call Big Doug. That's 244-3684.
Limited time offer, 24-month agreement, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-345-4075. That's 1-800-345-4075. 1-800-345-4075.
At 8:26, you're listening to an encore presentation of a previously broadcast Free Fire Radio.
At Holiday Harbor, on a Holiday Harbor boat in the beautiful at Lake Shasta. We're having our staycation here. And, Carl, this is, we've got the whole gang around us right now, including the owner of Holiday Harbor, Steve Berry. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. So, you know what, Steve, this is spectacular out here. You know, here we've been living here 6 years, and I think the only time I've been on Lake Shasta was when in a small boat, with our friends, Rick and Pam Hill. Out here being towed around, bouncing around. I've been on large ships and I've lived on boats before, but this one is, I could live on this boat here.
Well, for a while I have lived on one of these boats. So it is, it's very, very comfortable out here. It's as if you have your own, your own little cottage right out on the lake.
Floating houseboat, there you go. True, it's so true.
We've gotten to know you over this past, few months, really, Steve. Let's talk a little bit about you. You're a Vietnam veteran.
That's correct.
And, and you're originally from New York, because we were talking about that.
Grew up on Long Island Sound. That's right.
You bet. Steve's got some sayings that we can't use today, that he says comes from that area. Yeah. But, the question is how do you get into how do you own a marina? Because you've had this for a while.
Well, first of all, you have to be brain dead.
how do you make $1 million in radio? First, you start with $3 million.
Right. There
you
go. That's exactly. I've made a small fortune in this business out of a very large one. Actually, we got into the business as a result of an investment we did for quite a few of our clients at the time. We were in the investment management business. When we finally settled the deal, got them in, it worked well for them. I came up here for a year, supposedly, just to check out the business. And after 1 year, I decided I didn't want to go back to the Bay Area, and I sold all my three-piece suits and have been up here for 33 years.
33 years on this. And I tell you what, I spent 30 years in the Marine Corps on this. And people say, well, how can you stay 30 years? And it's kind of like, well, okay, it's just happened. But having I can see kind of like here. I mean, this is absolutely beautiful out here. We're sitting out here in the middle of this lake. And I mean, to come to this every morning has, you know, it's got a, I can see where it could just kind of like keep you here.
It's not hard to do. No.
And I'm sure with any business, and we'll talk about this when we come back at the break, if you don't mind, the trials and the tribulations of what it is to have a marina, Lake Shasta, with the water coming up and the water going down. But faithful people, like you, right now you've really got a lot of your boats, most of your boats are reserved. That's like good news, jump up and down, good news. For people who've never, maybe they've never done a houseboat, really what is it that makes people keep coming back? I'm sure it's the service, but there's more about Lake Shasta and maybe some facts, some things we'll talk about when we get back.
Great. Love to do it.
Because you've had, this here is, I mean, the boat we're on right now is one that you built yourself, right? I mean,
that's
you all
correct.
Build all your boats
yes.
there.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, and of course the way that Santos is driving, you may have to repair part of this, as we're
getting a little
back.
Rocky out here.
Yeah.
The colonel signed for it.
Let's yeah. just go oh, right over our own wake. Why
is this
not?
Under my card? Yeah. Okay. I have a question to ask about that. it's, you know, Steve Berry's here with us. He's the owner of Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, and we're out here in the middle of Lake Shasta doing a remote. And I tell you what, I don't know if anybody else has done this one, but we are. And I, you know, I think it's coming across. But this is just what technology can do for you, and also, well, it can do for you and to you. All right, we're going to take a quick break for the news, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about a number of things, but mainly about what a great time you're going to have out here and a lot of things that happens on the lake.
And this is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio. Fox News up next on KCNR.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Across Egypt, clashes leaving at least 17 people dead.
At least 28 marches coming from almost everywhere here in Cairo are headed downtown, with Egyptian security forces blocking many routes. They have authority to use deadly force against protesters, and state TV here says the army and police will deal firmly with anyone violating the law.
Fox Radio's Kimberly Adams in Cairo. Near Park City, Utah, evacuations remain in place for more than 100 homes, but they are lifted for several communities in the fight against a 2008 wildfire. And it's been 36 years since Elvis Presley died.
Well, you can do anything.
Fans from around the world making their annual pilgrimage to Graceland on Thursday for a candlelight vigil, which started as an informal gathering the year after his death in 1977. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Reading know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656, or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
7:34 and 53 degrees here at KCNR 1460. Today's Friday the 16th, but we are replaying a previously recorded show from August the 9th, live from Shasta Lake. We return now to Carl and Linda.
Stronghold. Discounts for veterans and discounts for seniors, which, of course, Bad Bob falls into both of those. They give him a special beard cut. In fact, though, if you haven't seen Bad Bob lately, he hasn't got a beard. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Yeah, it's even a more of a discount there because they don't have to kind of watch it. Because that beard was lively at times. I could swear it was moving on his face twice. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Our guest is Steve Berry from Holiday Harbor, the owner and the man that's kept this place going here for what now, 33 years?
33 seasons. Started in 81. Yeah.
Seasons. I like that. Before we took a break, Steve, we were talking about some statistics with Shasta and what it happens with when the lake goes up and down. And where are we right now?
We're at about 90 feet down. On this particular, I'm not sure. I didn't check it the first thing this morning, but it's about 90 feet down.
Well, we'll say from the perspective of being on the boat that when you're driving through, you think, oh boy, and you could see the banks. Well, when you get on the boat where we are right now, it's so beautiful that you don't think of the banks. You see the lake and the beautiful sky. I mean, the sun rising and all of a sudden you don't see the banks. So that's a beautiful thing. How far down, is a danger point?
Oh, there really isn't a true danger point because for the most part, the low sections on the lake are marked off by all of the resorts. They participate along with the U.S. Forest Service in marking those spots that will come up eventually. If you go down to 90 feet or you go down to 110 feet, regardless, you're still going to have some markings. There are occasionally spots that we might have missed, but very seldom.
And you, it's like that with any lake. And even when the lake is full, you can't just, you've got to know where you're at over here.
Oh, it's always best just stay in the main channel until you start to go into shore, and then you just power down and drift into whatever area you're going into. You won't run into any trouble at all.
I've drifted several times, but it had nothing to do with powering down. Steve, I see these stickers about keep Shasta full on all of your boats.
Right. Keep Shasta Full is an organization, www.keepshastafull.org. It's an organization that was started in 2009. It's an organization started by my son, who was in the advertising business. He saw the stickers that said Keep Tahoe Blue.
Yes.
And he did a little takeoff on that because having grown up on this lake, he realized that if people would conserve more water, we'd do a lot better. And people are. They're starting to conserve a lot more water. Friends of mine that are farmers in the Delta, they are conserving like crazy down there. The rice farmers, all of them, they're really working hard at keeping Shasta full. Because you could go more than 1 year in a drought. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I think people have said we've seen it like 2 or 3 years in a row that there's droughts, and so if everybody, you know, and because we looked, you know, we were just talking about our electric bill had just gone, you know, the highest electric bill we've ever had. But I'm looking at the water usage too, and it looks like we're, you know, that this is something I'm gonna have to dial back some of the sprinklers because we don't need that much to use that much water. And I think if everybody could just take another look, we wouldn't have as much of we might have another 10 feet here.
We could have, if people are a little more conservative, then everybody could share in the water. And there are a lot of people that aren't getting water this year, and it's going to hurt them. It's unfortunate, but that's the life of being in the farm business, is that occasionally you don't get what you need. Hopefully this winter it'll come back. It has many, many times. This lake can fill up. It filled up in 1977 from 232 feet down to full pool in one winter. That's a lot of rain.
Wow. It's 232 feet down, which has got to be is that a record?
That's the
record.
Lowest level.
230 feet down.
Built. Right.
And then from there it went to, and it got it, and it filled up in, just that one winter there from all the rain and snow and everything we had.
That's correct.
Wow. That is a lot. That is a lot of rain. And we're supposed to be getting thunderstorms, I think, today in different parts that might help. Or, up in the other, up northern.
Any rain you get in the north is terrific. We need it.
So, Steve, tell us, you know, you've got families that keep it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'd love to hear some heartwarming stories. Maybe you just have a few off your cuff that would be of families that return year after year. I mean, we know why we'll be coming back. We also feel like it's a great place if you're going to team build organizations that come out with their companies or families, because you're in one place. You can't go anywhere. Let's talk. Let's visit.
Let's build this team.
Let's eat.
Or
let's
in
drink.
This today.
I'd love to hear if you have a couple stories to share with us when we get back. We're going to take a break here on KCNR 1460.
And at 8:40, we're going to break away and take some local commercials. You're listening to an encore presentation of a previously recorded Free Fire Radio show.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460. Community Radio for the North State.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
And you're listening to an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio.
To the right. Hi, we're live.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. Yeah, you know, that happens. That's when Bob is waving at us. Well, that usually means we're live here. We're live here on Lake Shasta, though.
Well, and actually, there's a boat coming our way, so we're like, to the right. Anyway.
You know, I frankly think that, you know, the lake is huge and two little boats, we ought to be able to avoid each other, right? And that's happening. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, and locally owned, family operated Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. I want to remind everybody of just a couple of things. One is the Wall of Remembrance, the wall that was brought in here and sponsored by the Mojo AmVets Post number 4 is here out at Big League Dreams. They're going to have their opening ceremony at 9 o'clock today. It's going to be here today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And they're having a special candlelight visual for Specialist Burley, a Red Bluff native who was killed in Afghanistan on July 30th. His services are going to, he's coming back in on Monday down in Sacramento. He'll be interred down in the Sacramento area later on this week, or later on next week. But tonight, the Gulf War and Terrorism Wall, and it starts as from Beirut up to and including today, with names and different types of memorials right there. So again, the Wall of Remembrance, Big League Dreams, starts at 9 o'clock this morning with opening ceremonies, 8:30 tonight, a candlelight vigil. The other thing is that at 9 o'clock with Outside the Wire, we're having a group of psychics and seers from the Reading Holistic Psychic Arts and Crafts Fair. That's going to be tomorrow at the Wind River Casino, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Holistic Fair.
Okay.
I love that.
Whatever I say.
Hey, you know what? We're having a little staycation on the lake here with our Holiday Harbor Resort Marina. We're on a fabulous boat with owner Steve Berry and the gang here from KCNR 1460. Steve, before we took a break, we were asking, you know, what kind of off-the-cuff great stories do you have that you can think of that would be why people keep coming back?
There's so many of them. I'm trying to rack my brain for something that would really be, to give you an idea of what the lake is all about. But it just seems that now I'm starting to see the children bring their children up to the lake. In other words, these are the same kids that would come up with their mom and dad, and they had lasting memories, and now they're coming back and they're bringing their children. And it warms my heart and it kills my back because I'm getting so old.
Oh, you know what? We've had that. I'm sure you and I both had that special birthday, Steve. But you're right. You know, we know people that are here. They have businesses right here in the North State. And they started because their parents brought them up here on Lake Shasta, and they spent the week here on a houseboat. And they just, it's not just one person I've run into. I've run into three or four. And if that's just running into them, but the number must be because they came up here, had such a great time and realized what a great place
this is. They wanted to make their home here.
Absolutely. They, anytime I'm out, away from, Shasta and Redding, I simply, people will ask me where I'm from and I say Shasta Lake. And immediately the first reaction is, oh, that's the greatest vacation I ever had. So from our standpoint, we get them year after year after year. I have customers that have been coming as long as I've owned the marina. So it's, you just can't wait for them to come back. And they come with a terrific attitude and they leave with, in kind of a paradise paralysis mode.
Paralysis. Ooh, that's
what we talked about on the way down to Holiday Harbor this day. Is Linda says just picture is that there's families coming down here right now, and this is where they spend their vacation is right here. You know, they get that 7 days that they can get off from work, and so what do? They run down here from wherever, I mean from all over, and to get on one of your houseboats. It's great.
Now I want to say that tomorrow tomorrow I challenge all of you that are listening. I'm coming out tomorrow and I'm going to do, for the first time in my life, I hope you have some available. I just thought about that. I want to rent a jet ski. Never been on a jet ski. Okay, you know why? I'll tell you what. You know, I grew up and I did a lot of athletics, but then when I started getting into show business, you had to sign contracts that you wouldn't do anything that was weird and wacky in case you got injured. So there was a lot of things I didn't do. I skied a little bit, but not much. But, you know, and not that that's going to be dangerous, but I've never been on a jet ski. I have to experience that.
Well, I think we can get you on a jet ski tomorrow.
Well, now, if you, Carl's going to be behind me or next
well,
to me?
Well, I tell you what, the last time I rode behind you was on a
snowmobile,
and I will never do that again.
Last year?
It was, Anyway, Steve, I want to talk to you about, we're going to take a quick break. I want to get a couple minutes, with you though about the raising of the dam here and, an 18-foot rise on the dam and what that could do to all the businesses out here. But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460, we are in the middle of Lake Shasta on a houseboat, provided by Holiday Harbor Resort Marina, and we have the owner here with us. We're going to talk about the impact on raising the dam. We'll be right back.
And you're listening to an encore presentation of a previously recorded show of Free Fire Radio when Carl and Linda took to the lake. It is 74 degrees here in real time on KCNR, and we'll return to our show right after this.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Reading plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy. Wee doggies!
Y'all come out to French Gulch on Saturday, August 17th.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why?
Because it's our third annual Old West Day out here in French Gulch, and it's going to be a hot time in this old mining town all the day long. That's why. We're starting with a belt-busting pancake breakfast just after sunrise, and then the best rootin' tootin' down-home parade you ever did see.
We got ourselves a stagecoach.
You can ride that thing up and down Main Street and see all the Old West stuff, like gold mining equipment, and maybe even pan some gold for yourself.
Will there be some good vittles, singing and dancing?
Well, there'll be more food and entertainment than you can shake a stick at.
And I hear tell there'll be a barbecue of chicken and ribs being cooked up by the French Gulch Hotel from 5 to 8 p.m. And you can try singing some of that karaoke. That's Saturday, August 17th. If you need further information, I reckon you can use that telephone thingy. Just turn the crank or dial 359-2078. See y'all there.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
At 8:53, we're getting ready to rejoin our final segment of our live broadcast from last week from a Lake Shasta houseboat here on KCNR 1460.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. We are in the middle of the lake, of the Lake Shasta, and we're in a houseboat provided by Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. We're out here with our staff that works with us, Santos and Savannah and Bob and Brenda. And we're just having, it's a great time out here. We're here with Steve Berry, who is the owner of Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. We've been talking about a number of different things, but Steve, the impact on raising the dam 18 feet up here.
Well, first of all, every resort on the lake will be required to have to move their facilities somewhere. And many of us are in areas where it's difficult as it is right now, but it'll be even more difficult when they raise it 18 feet. And that's every resort, including Bridge Bay, Jones Valley, Silverthorne. We're all in the same boat, so
right,
to speak.
I understand there's going to be roads. They're going to have to move I-5. I mean, this thing is not, this isn't just a little thing, putting 18 feet on a dam. There's people's homes are going to be gone, some of the Native American tribal lands, and it's going to be covering a lot of stuff.
It's huge. The amount of work infrastructure that they're going to have to do is, they talk in the billions, but every time they have, every time the government does anything, the budget is always overrun. And in this case, it could be huge.
Well, they're talking, yeah, because it's like they've got $100 million set aside, but that, I just can't see them doing something like that, watching the government work. $100 million for a dam and all of the other things they're going to have to do around the periphery here, with the roads, bridges, you all, everything.
I can't even imagine that they could build an extension, 18-foot extension. Forget about everything else for $100 million.
I can't understand where they got that number from. It was somebody that was sitting there and just, it was happy hour in D.C., and after like four or five, jacks, I bet I could build that dam for $100 million. Yeah, okay, that's a good number.
Yeah, we know in Washington they don't do numbers well. So,
yeah, as we've found out.
Yes.
Okay, Steve, this is, I don't know, is this a done deal? Are they still talking about
it? No, they've put in the money now to increase, or at least to go through to get to the point where they have an EIS presentable to the public. But basically what you've got is bureaucrats that are continuing to continue to have a job. They keep pushing these forward. But my question to them all is, where is the money going to come from? And that's a big deal.
Yeah, not only where the money's coming from, because we're in this thing where, $100 million, but everybody knows that if they can't do it for that. So the environment impact statement on all of us, the impact it has on Northern California, because we need more water, which is absolutely true, but let's at least have a plan that works and not something that is just pulled out of the air. We're in the middle of that right now.
Right. I just don't see that, that it's possible for them, first of all, to utilize that 18 feet when in most years full pool is never reached. And in the last 33 years, I can only remember maybe six times where we went to full pool.
Okay. Our guest is Steve Berry, the owner of Holiday Harbor Resort Marina. We've got just a couple minutes left. People can come down here. We talk about the staycation on the lake with you all. And it's not just houseboats, but it's ski boats and jet skis. And you've got special deals for that.
Special package deals.
Absolutely. We've got a tag-along discount, what we call a tag-along discount. Not only are our prices extremely competitive, and we have been giving discounts in these tough times, but we also give discounts for any small boat rentals, ski boats, patio boats, and our jet skis. So that's a 15% discount. So it makes for a great vacation.
Wow.
Well, I think, it's the first time we've been on a houseboat out here, and I can't say enough about it. And they're made here, built by you all. The staff here is outstanding and friendly, and it looks like it's just going to be a beautiful beautiful time today.
Thank you for the hard work that you do and putting the attention into the detail.
Well, we want people to keep coming back, and most of the people today will talk about it. They like to come up to Shasta Lake and unplug. They want to get away from the digital world and all of the information that's coming at them, and they come out here and they actually, excuse me, get to talk to their children.
Yeah, well, right. You know what? That is so true. But here we are in the middle of the lake. We have our umbilical cord of wireless here. We're running this off of a Skype run from computer to computer, and it's working wonderfully. So, but I can understand that. I mean, just finding a way to turn this off, turn your telephones off and your iPads and all that, and just, talk to your family. Yeah. Actually converse and have a family meal like that.
Yeah. It's an old time, habit of verbal communication. Mm. We're actually going to get back to that or need to get back to that.
Yeah. Definitely need to get back to that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Our guest has been Steve Berry from, Holiday Harbor, the owner of Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. We're just having a great time. If you want to find something to do this summer, I mean, we have staycations here and he's got packages that fits every budget. I want to remind everybody one more time about the Wall of Remembrance.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We've got Fox News coming up at the top of the hour and then Outside the Wire.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. First they prayed, then they protested. Now, angry Muslims in Egypt are being fired at. Security forces have used tear gas and deadly force again. Reuters reports there may be 50 killed in clashes around the country, some in Cairo, where Fox News Radio's Kimberly Adams is.
Hundreds of supporters of deposed President Mohamed Morsi are walking on a road along the Nile River on their way to downtown Cairo, where they will join dozens of other marches headed that direction in Cairo today.
Wednesday's crackdown on supporters of the ousted president left more than 600 dead. A disaster in the Philippines. A ferry with 700 passengers crashed into a cargo ship. One survivor says he saw bodies in the sea. Reuters says there are local reports of hundreds rescued. Republicans are changing the channel, turning off NBC and CNN. The National Committee has just voted to bar the networks from participating in GOP debates in the 2016 presidential race, upset over CNN and NBC's